Apollo 10, this is Houston, over.
Houston, go ahead.
Roger. Using your vector and our machinery, we came up with a burn of 2.2 feet per second in X, 0 in Y, and minus 0.1 in Z, compared with the observed calculations you had on board of plus 2.50 and minus 0.1, over.
Roger.
Ours is plus 2.5 and minus 0.1.
Roger, that's what we saw on the disky. We got 2.2
okay.
down there.
What's the matter with your machinery down there?
So we got one problem down here right now. There's a rumor going around that by stepping outside the mission control building, we can see you all with the naked eye. So a lot of us are out there looking.
Did a machine go out there too? We can see that the Terminator is just passing over Houston right now.
Roger, I'd believe that, but I haven't been outside in a couple of hours.
Did somebody really see us out there?
That's the report. Charlie's out there looking right now, and we expect to have an eyewitness account in a minute or so.
I don't know what direction, but I would expect you'd look to the southwest.
Yeah, that's on our angle, Bruce, from where we are looking at you, I would say to the southwest.
And right.
And up at about an angle of at least 45 or 50 degrees, over.
Roger.
Anybody can see something 30 feet long at 90,000 miles has really got the eyeballs.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 10, over.
Go ahead, 10.
Roger, I'm sure you saw the TV pictures the other day when we left the moon straight away, over.
Right.
Okay, well, right now it looks like we're just doing reverse process, only we're heading straight for the center of the Earth. But we all know that we're going to be entering from west to east at a gap of 6.5, don't we?
Roger, we're working on that one, Tom.
Okay.
Sure hope that's a problem you solve.
Bruce, from this position, it looks like we're going to hit, just down below Baja, California, going straight in. Just watching the way it's slowly growing here, over.
Roger, let me get you a current entry interface angle here.
No problem. We're just kidding about that, but it's really funny to watch. This is just the reverse process of after we started to climb out from the moon the other day, over.
Roger. Right now, 10, we're showing an entry interface angle of approximately minus 6.8 degrees, over.
Roger, that sounds real decent. Thank you. Houston, Apollo 10, are the FIDOs pretty well squared away with our CG and where we're storing things, over?
Roger, 10, we're in good shape down here on the stowage and CG.
Okay, real fine, thank you.
We haven't yet told you where we're going to stow the canister because
We're not sure. We're probably going to wrap it up at the base of one of the suits. But we'll have to let you know that.
Okay, the last word I had on the canister was wrap it up in sleeping bag number 3 when you got through using it. And that's what you said, the food compartment L3 still had food in it, I guess.
Well, Roger, you can tell the Fidos that food compartment L2 and the L3 all have, the ones here on the left are L2 and L3 are completely, no, I guess just L3 is just about completely filled with food, and our waist and one helmet's in B1 now.
Say again what you've got in B1 besides helmets, please.
Just waste wrappings from the food packs. It was one helmet in there, and just the waste wrappings from food. Couldn't be over a couple of pounds.
Roger. So when you all find a stowage location for the lithium hydroxide canister, you'll pass it down to us. We'll crank it in.
Okay. Houston Apollo 10, do the rates look good to start the PTC? Over.
Roger, 10, they're looking good. Ten, this is Houston. I'm afraid that report we got on visual observations of you earlier was erroneous. I think it was a planet over there.
Roger. I was going to recommend about a 20-pound telescope. Maybe 40.
This is Apollo Control at 177 hours, 6 minutes. Apollo 10's distance from the Earth is 84,986 nautical miles. Velocity 7,071 feet per second.
Okay, Houston Apollo 10, we're going to start through the pre-sleep checklist. We're going to purge the fuel cells, make the canister changes. Over.
Apollo 10, this is Houston. Would you hold off on the fuel cell purge? You can proceed with the other items at the present time.
Okay, can I take the battery charge off?
That's affirmative. Discontinue battery charging.
Thank you. Houston, will you give me a hack on when you want to start that fuel cell purge, and also do you desire to stay high gain tonight?
Roger, we'll give you the word on the fuel cells here in a minute.
Apollo 10, are you ready to copy the CMRCS thruster temps, over?
Roger, send your message, Ken.
Roger, 5C is 5.1, 5D is 5.1, 6 Alpha is 5.1, 6 Bravo 5.1, 6 Charlie is 4.0, 6 Dog is 4.6, over.
Roger, we copy. And the S-band operations this evening will be Omni. Request you select Omni Bravo and Omni on board, and we'll do the switching from down here.
Okie doke, go on Omni at this time.
Apollo 10, this is Houston. You can proceed with the oxygen purge on fuel cells 2 and 3. Over.
Roger.
Okay, Houston Apollo 10, ready for some onboard readouts on the batteries and RCS, over.
Roger, 10, press on. Apollo 10, this is Houston. Go ahead with your onboard readouts.
Roger, Bruce. Bat C is 36.8. RO Bat A is 36.8. RO Bat B is 36.8. RCS A, 53%. RCS B, 65%. C is 65%. And D is 60%. Over.
Roger, 10, we copy.
Houston Apollo 10, over.
Go ahead, Apollo 10.
All right, so looking forward to tomorrow morning. We don't want to miss the major events. And so what we'd like to have you do is wake us up about an hour earlier, since we're going to hit the sack a little early tonight. We would like to have you wake us up at a GET of 85 hours, over. Oh, that is 185.
Roger, we'll wake you up at GET of 185 hours.
Roger, you can put a call on the desk and just have wake us up with some soft music, please.
And Bruce, put it in order for sausage and eggs, too, would you please?
I suggest you hold off on those until lunchtime.
Okay, we'll try to.
Apollo 10, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, I've got your cryo tank configuration for the night.
Okay, stand by 1 second, we'll get it.
Sounds like things are lively up there in the mall shop tonight.
Hello there, Dick. Yeah, we're just taking things easy here and relaxing and going through the total program for tomorrow morning. In fact, we've gone through the checklist a couple of times and rebriefed it, so we're just taking it easy, watching the scene outside, which is beautiful, and listening to some music. Over.
Roger, that's great.
Now, did you hear me tell Bruce what our impression was of coming back to the Earth? Now it looks just about opposite of going away from the moon, over.
Roger.
Boy, that's really something, Deke.
that last couple hours is going to be there.
Yep. Now, from this angle, it looks like we're going to just approach the Earth there at a gamma of about 90 degrees.
Yeah, we indicate about 78.
Oh, that's great.
That current's getting to you. Okay, I'm ready for the cryo fan. If you want to go right down a panel, I'll configure it.
Okay, I'll just run down the row of switches here. H2 heaters, one off, two off. O2 heaters, one off, two auto. H2 fans, one on, two off. O2 fans, off, off. Over.
Okay, I've got heaters. H2, one is off, two is off. O2, one is off, and two is auto. On the fans, H2, I've got one on, two off. O2 fans, one off and two off.
Roger, read back correct, and I think you're properly configured for the evening.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control. We're estimating the change of shift news conference for 9:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time.